Everybody play the tough guy to shit, bro.
Hey there, guys and gals. It's your boys, Dan and Cody.
Dan and Cody, we're live here. How you, Dan?
How you doing, man?
I feel pretty good.
You ready to recap episode 231?
I'm looking forward to our 231 recap.
Great. Last week, we talked about making your bed, how that really jump starts your day.
Uh-huh.
It's a task that you do.
We're another week into it, Dan. Where you stand?
Oh, every day.
Really?
Yeah, still making it. Wow. Did you start? Are you making your bed?
Dude, well, the funny thing is I never told you whether or not I make my bed. We make our bed every morning.
Together?
Yeah, my wife takes care of her side. I take care of mine.
But, wait, you have separate covers?
No.
You just, oh, it's like together, like a Disney movie?
It's magical.
You both are like, oh.
I love you, husband, and I love you, wife.
Does a bird come in the window?
Actually, Madeline, like, puts her hand out, like, and like daintily. And she like whistles, and the bird comes and it grabs the edge of the edge of the sheet and lifts it. And my wife goes,
"That's fantastic!"
You know, it's magic. No, I mean we like the thing is we're not crazy sleepers, and we never tuck in our sheets anyway. So
yeah,
we have our big top cover,
right?
And we have our sheet, and we line them up, and we just cover them. Like we're not messy sleepers.
Okay.
So it's like, do we tuck? Are we militant? Are we militant tuckers?
I'm not tucking.
No.
Let's get real here.
You going to my room today? Bed's made.
Right.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Anyway. Well, everyone do that. We also discussed Halloween.
Oh,
Fitz
sure.
is going to be a Peanuts person.
Yep.
Mox is going to be Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nice.
We also discussed a woman who has received a Guinness Book of World Records for 16 M&M portrait tattoos?
Yes.
We got some feedback on that.
Oh, we did.
I posted a question to Instagram and I asked everyone, how many M&M portrait tattoos is enough?
Yeah.
You know, the vast majority of folks said one. Like Marshall MJP said one. But he also said anything that says Marshall is fine by me.
Oh, jokester.
Yeah. Mayron said one. Phil, those movie guys podcast.
Oh, yeah. What did Phil say?
He said, if there's bare skin left, then it's not enough.
Yeah, but he's like a Michigander, isn't
he's
he?
He's a Michigander, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Like he's like true Detroit through and through.
Yeah, he loves the 313.
Hey, Phil, how many Kid Rock tattoos is enough?
Kid rocking up and down the street. I'm a cowboy, baby. JD said any is too many. My wife Jenny said one.
JD gets me. The fact that you say one,
yeah.
The fact that you say one means that one is okay.
Right.
It's not.
It's not okay.
It's not okay.
I went on a rant about this on Instagram about how there needs to be a prerequisite to a portrait tattoo.
Sure.
And that one prerequisite is that you know the person.
Well,
you got to know them.
So you're saying personally. Because yes. People feel like they know M and them.
Oh, I know M. I yeah. know M.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, we talked about that crazy cougar encounter.
We did. That was nuts. And then that hit like the big news the next day.
Huge news. Everyone was like, oh, hey, kitty. Hey there, kitty. Go away.
Meow.
Go away.
Meow. That cat was like spitting at him.
Yeah, that was super intense. And we discussed people who are associating, well, their brains have mutated to smell fish as like caramel.
Yeah.
What is wrong with those fucking
There's
people?
A genetic makeup that is found in a certain percentage of people where, you know, they've got that no stink fish gene. They don't smell the stinky fish. I mean, good for them.
If any of those topics tickle your fancy.
Yep.
Head to the show notes of this recap.
Yep.
Hit that link. Listen to it. Get ready. we're giving away a Crunch Cup on episode 232.
Get ready!